Usually, I would let Kevin talk about this because he does the presentations on Learn ITC at our various events, but he's already had two this morning, so I think maybe his voice is running out. You can do the interactive part of what I'm going to say then. No, just to really to complement what Lukasz has said, our e-learning platform, Learn ITC, now has 12 courses on it, and soon they will be 15, if not 16, 15, which cover various aspects of sustainable transport. And of course, we already have one on intermodal transport on there, as Lukasz has mentioned. I cannot tell you the number of people that have taken that course yet. I'm not prepared. I should have been prepared and come with the actual numbers. What I can tell you is that actually across the courses, we are very close and approaching a total of 1,000 enrollments in all the courses from 93 countries. I think we're at 93 countries across the world, so it goes way beyond ECE. And in fact, the most participants actually come from India, if I'm not mistaken, at the moment. So completely outside the ECE region. And the focus is, yes, sustainable transport, but it's also our conventions, legal agreements, and importantly, our tools. The project that funded the creation of this e-learning platform is actually finishing at the end of this year. That doesn't mean that the e-learning platform dies, absolutely not. We're in the process of trying to find how best to get further funding for this course. We are approaching, and we have been approached rather than we are approaching, we have been approached by member states asking us to do specific additional courses, which, as Lukasz has mentioned already, we will do when there is funding available. And essentially, we are developing, well, we have a wish list, let's say, of next courses to do. To be able to meet these requirements. The e-learning platform itself is really, how can I put it? It's a gateway into our capacity building activities. It's not suppo the courses are not supposed to cover 100% of individual needs. But they are a way in, let's say, to accession to legal agreements, to understanding our tools and how they work. So they're very much there for government stakeholders, for academia, for all, what were the words you used, Lukasz, interested transport stakeholders. I think it was what you used. And in fact, they're being used already beyond, let's say, our immediate needs. We've been approached by many academic institutions, universities, etc., that have asked if they can use our courses within their university courses. And of course, it is 100% free access to the courses. They are all free, sorry, I should have said. And if people would like to use them as part of their courses, they're more than welcome to do so. The only thing you need to do is register. That's the only requirement we have, because, of course, we need to report on where people are registering, gender split, the various things that we always need to report on at the UN. So I'm very much in favor of what Lukasz has said about a course specifically, an additional course specifically on the work that we're doing here. And it's definitely on the list, let's say. Kevin was holding up, and he will leave some at the entrance. These little business card things that we have, with a QR code that you can use to access the e-learning platform. Please feel free to take one to have a go. And as I mentioned before, we are always looking forward to suggestions on how to improve it and also additional courses. Thank you.